Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the JBTV Podcast, and I'm Jerry Bryant. Now, in this edition of our JBTV Podcast, it's a classic Rome interview, and he was here three different times. But we're going to take two of those times where he performed. Our first performance and interview is from the year about 2010, and our second interview is around 2012. And it's an enjoyable show. It's very classic. And here is Rome.
Are you ready for a great classic podcast?
JBTV, the respected name in music TV.
These are podcasts that no one has heard in many years. This is the JBTV podcast series, The Classics.
JBTV.
So come on in.
Sure.
Welcome to the legendary JBTV. With you, the legendary Rome.
Thank you for having me here, man. I love Chicago, and I love what you got going on over here. It's legendary, for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's all about the music here at JBTV because, you know, there's so many shows that seem to be everything about everything else but the music, you know.
Oh, that's the most important.
Cool. So is this your first freeform show in all the years that you've been doing television?
Yes, definitely.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be an exciting edition of JBTV. Rome's in the studio. He's going to be playing acoustic. And you very seldom do these things, right? Or
I mean, that's how I started. That's how I got into this whole thing.
Uh-huh.
I don't get to do a lot of them anymore. You know, to got a full
band
now.
It's the big crowd.
Yeah, the big crowd and the big stage. But the fun part is going back to the roots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back to just me and my guitar and a microphone. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's what got me here. So I'd always love and never turn down the opportunity to, you know, go back and play songs the way they should be made, you know?
Right. From the heart.
From the heart.
And the soul and everything. Now, you've been doing a lot of legendary shows. And
it's been crazy.
And a lot of people have all kinds of criticisms, either it's good or bad. But you know what's so good is all you care about is just keeping the music alive.
We're just having fun up there, man. It's just so much fun. You know, we get to go play our favorite songs, you know, see thousands of kids go crazy and sing them word for word. Sun shining bright, you know, mm-hmm. We're on tour with our friends. I mean, life couldn't be any better. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
What's up?
Real quick, make a round of applause for JBTV, huh? These dudes, this is awesome. All right, I got some songs to play for you guys. I know you guys know this one, so sing along with me. Annie's 12 years old, and too much she'll be a whore. Nobody ever told her it's the wrong way. Don't be afraid, by the quickness you'll get laid. For your family get paid, it's the wrong way. I gave her all that I had to give. I'm gonna make it hard to live. Salty tears running down to her chin, and it ruins up her makeup that never wanted. Cigarette rests between her lips, but I'm staring at her tits, it's the wrong way. Turn if I can, but I am only a man, so I take her to the can, it's the wrong way. The only family that she's ever had is her seven horny brothers and her drunk ass dad. He needed money, so we put her on the street. Everything was going fine until the day she met me. Happy, are you sad? Why not shoot your dad? I'll do anything I can, it's the wrong way. We talk all night, trying to make it right. Believe me, shit was tight, it was the wrong way. Give her all that I had to give. Still wouldn't take it. Oh no, it's up to you what you really wanna do. Spend some time in Chicago. Say trip to this very day was the wrong way. She took a hike, no matter if I like it or not, because she only wants the wrong way. I gave her all that I had to give, she still wouldn't take it. Oh no, her two brown eyes are leaking like a sieve, but it still ruined some makeup and never wanted.
Are you going to work on some videos and stuff? What are you planning on doing now? From 2000 to from today on, what is
from today on? Well, from today on, I'm finishing out this record right now, and I'm dropping my solo record this September. I'm going to be doing, you know, videos for all that stuff and just touring. We're on tour right now. Sublime with Rome is with Cypress Hill and Pepper.
And, you know, Cypress Hill.
Oh man,
those guys.
Those guys are the nicest, coolest, most hip hop dudes you've ever met in your entire life. They're so awesome.
And they know how to party, don't they?
Yes, they do, man. You know, they jump around. They have some fun.
They're doing the real deal.
Totally.
So what song is going to play here today?
I'm going to play a couple Sublime songs. It's summertime, you know, want to start it right. And then I'm going to be playing some songs off my EP. And my new single, Dedication, as well.
Wow.
You're so welcome.
You guys coming to the show tonight?
Yeah!
Oh, it's going to be fucking crazy, man. Cypress Hill, Pepper. It's good night. All right, here's a track off my album coming out in September. It's called Ounce of Love. It's about smoking weed. I remember the first time we met. We laughed so hard, our eyes turned red. Skipping school, sit fuck driver's ed, so we can jam to the Grateful Dead. Yeah, when you're around, baby, time slows down. Roll up the windows and just drive around. You're always there when I need you the most. You light me up, let's go. Like, can I get an ounce of love? This week's been a little rough. Taste you once, but it's not enough. So come give me an ounce of love. Like, eh, eh, eh. Of love, yeah, they try to say that you're no good for me. Say what you want, cause I won't believe. You're on my lips every day of the week. When you roll up, you know you taste so sweet. And I'm never ever gonna let you go. My inspiration in the studio. And when you're gone, I can't sleep at night. But you're never gone, so I sleep just fine. Like, can I get an ounce of love? This week's been a little rough. Taste you once, but it's not enough. So come give me an ounce of love. Like, eh, 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 eh. Ooh, oh, oh, ounce of love, yeah. Eh, 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 eh. Ooh, oh, oh, ounce of love, yeah. Eh, oh, I wanna breathe you in. Eh, oh, so give me some loving, yeah. Eh, oh, I wanna breathe you in. Hey ho, so give me some loving, yeah. Hey ho, I wanna breathe you in. Hey ho, so give me some loving, yeah. Hey ho, I wanna breathe you in. Hey ho, so give me some love. Like, can I get an ounce of love? This week's been a little rough. Taste you once, but it's not enough. So come give me an ounce of love. Like, eh, 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 eh. Ooh, ho, ho, ounce of love, yeah. Eh, 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 eh. Ooh, ho, ho, ounce of love, yeah. Ooh, ooh, an ounce of love, yeah. Ooh, ooh, an ounce of love, yeah.
Tell us about your new solo career, because this is a big thing for you.
Oh man, it's everything for me right now. Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, we spent the last, you know, 3 or 4 years. Sublime has taken me around the world twice. You know, I mean, we've been everywhere, and I've seen so much stuff. And I just been sitting there holding on to these songs, and then all this inspiration. So then we got off the 311 tour last summer, and I went straight into a studio, and just started writing and recording music, all these ideas and inspiration that I've been, you know, have inside. I just put them all in songs, and I've been doing it for like the last 9 months. So I just put out the EP. It's on iTunes now.
But the album comes out this September, so
you should be so proud of this.
It's like my baby, you know. But it's still kind of scary too, though, because you know you're going out on your own. Mm-hmm. There's no other musicians to fall behind, mm-hmm. you know. So,
you got to be 100% every single time, you know.
Every single time.
You don't have those backing tracks or computers running.
Man. The whole thing that I want to keep in my music is just real songs. Like, mm-hmm. you can always strip down to just an acoustic and a vocal, and every one of the songs on the album will, you might even like it better. Mm-hmm. You know, it just speaks to you like that. Because that's the whole approach how I took the entire album, mm-hmm. which is to make sure that the songs can stand on their own in a coffee shop or, mm-hmm. or in a setting like this. Mm-hmm. So I'm very, very proud and very excited for people to hear it.
Yeah, we're so proud to have you here at JBTV.
It's fucking hot, man, all these lights and shit. Yo, thank you guys again for bringing me back to Chicago, man. This is awesome. I always have the greatest time here. I think this is probably like the second or third time we've played Charter One, so it's crazy to keep coming back, man. It's a beautiful place, a wonderful place, man. The music is great. All right, here we go, Chi-Town, let's do this. We're gonna do some Kanye West right now. I'm just kidding. I can taste the gin and oxy on your lips. I divide the worlds and fall between your hips. There's no way that I can save your life when you can't even open your eyes. And I tried to right your wrongs, but I just end up with all of your lies. Mess. You've got everyone but choose the loneliness. Yeah, we crash and burn and we argue to the point of no return. And I'm finally done and this song's been sung, so this I dedicate to you. Times we had through the good and bad, this is dedicated to you. Such a pretty face that I must erase, this is dedicated to you. Oh baby, it's a dedication, dedication, this is dedicated to you. Oh baby, it's a dedication, a dedication, this is dedicated to you. To you.
There's so much good music right now. Isn't this a great time to be alive?
It's a great time to be a musician.
Yeah, considering, you know, everybody thought that the music industry's over because of the record companies have ruined it and all this stuff, but all the music, it never can be stopped. It'll just keep oozing out of the woodwork and the streets and everywhere.
I mean, it's great. It's changed for the better. When I was a kid in school, you listen to rap, you know, you hung out with the rappers. You listen to rock, you hung out with the rockers, you know, and it was like all
there was
that.
This big separation.
But now Linkin Park and Jay-Z are doing albums and Taylor Swift singing on B.O.B.'s hook. And, you know, it's just, it's so open-ended. Yeah, Adele's doing stuff with Rusko and Ed Sheeran's doing stuff with, you know, Yellow Wolf. Like, it's just all over the place. Mm-hmm. Music is all over the place. And it's okay now. It's acceptable for a musician to, hey, you know what, I feel like writing a song with that person. Mm-hmm. Who cares what musical backgrounds we come from? It doesn't matter no more, because a good song is a good song, mm-hmm. and people will listen to it.
Now, if only the Democrats and the Republicans
they could get on the
could
same
act
page.
The exact same way that the music industry is, where they're all working together and going, you know, this is great. Let's use this in a rock song, which would never ever be in a, you know, I mean, it would just never be heard of
in
before.
A perfect world. That'd be great.
Yeah. Well, stay tuned. We have a lot of music. This is Nonstop, JBTV, Coast to Coast. We bring you the best modern rock and roll, the finest artist. Rome's in the studio. We are so honored to have him here.
I did have a question. There's supposed to be like some amazingly famous sandwich shop here in town. Do you guys know what that is called? What was it? I think that's what it was. Is that what it is, a burger joint? Okay, yeah. I'm gonna go there after this, so if you guys want. Fuck, right? Party at the burger joint. Yeah. Fuck the concert. Let's just go now. All right, this song's another one off my EP called Hung Up. You from the past, yeah. If I had my way, you know I'd put you last. Had a girls that never thought that we'd be here, acting like we don't give a damn. Everything that we've been through, pretending like I wasn't your man. I've had enough hearing about you dating dudes. Had enough running into your whole crew. Had enough, you got me singing the blues. Had enough for what you put me through, because I think of you. When that song comes on, I still think of you. When I first wake up, I still think of you. In the worst kind of ways, and I really wouldn't mind if I did it today. Go. Oh, 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 you know I hate you. Oh, 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 'cause I still love you. Millions of girls all over the world, I'm hung up on this one. I'm hung up on this one. Ooh. Ooh. If I had my way, I'd erase you from my mind. Yeah, if I had my way, I would leave you far behind. It seems everywhere I look and turn, I'm running into this girl. And no matter how far I fly, there's no escaping her. I've had enough, every damn song that comes on. Had enough, I'm pawning off that necklace that you wore. Had enough, I packed all of my shit and hit the road. It's the same old story told, never smarter than before. 'Cause I think of you, when that song comes on. I still think of you, when I first wake up. I still think of you, in the worst kind of ways. And I really wouldn't mind if I did it today. Go! Oh, no, I hate you. Oh, 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 'cause I still love you. Millions of girls all over the world, I'm hung up on this one. Oh, 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 I'm hung up on this one. Ooh, ooh, I'm hung up on this one. Yeah, hey, yeah, yeah. Oh, always a fighting these rules of creation from me and to you. Oh, 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 you know I hate you. Oh, 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 'cause I still love you. Millions of girls all over the world, and I'm hung up on this wire. This one, oh yeah, I'm
hung up on this one, yeah. Thank you guys so much, man. I'm sure you guys are fucking busy and everything, but it means a lot. You guys are, you know, taking the time out of your day again to come hear me sing. Thank you.
There's always going to be a time and a place for an establishment like this.
Now, how's technology for you? Are you up to date with everything?
I'm up to date with the studio technology because I like the recording studios, but I don't. I'm not a big fan of all the other stuff out there.
Really?
Like, just the whole. You know, the hand thing where you got to stick your hand in and out to dry it. I mean, just use a freaking towel, man. You know, I'm old school like that.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about those air things.
Yeah, those little weird air things. Or that thing that's it's like a towel, but it's stuck inside and you got to pull it.
Oh, that's awful. And then they got the cranker thing that doesn't always work.
Why? Yeah, just a little pull a piece of paper out, wash your hands, throw it away.
Yeah. Well, you know, in Japan, they have all that stuff done for you. You sit on the toilet, it does everything for you.
I know. That's too much for me.
Now, have you traveled around the world?
For the most part, yeah. We've been a lot of places.
So what were some of the memorable places? Like, you know, where the crowd just said, I don't know if this tour is going to work, and all of a sudden you're there.
South America and Europe. Yeah. I mean, I was just talking with Cypress Hill about this yesterday. There's a certain energy once you leave the country that you can't get in America. You just can't. We as Americans, we constantly see our favorite bands all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll see them next spring. Or I'll see them in the summer in 2 months when they come make their round again.
Right.
You know, it ain't like that for Europe. And it sure ain't like that for South America. They're very, very, very excited to see you. Mm-hmm. And wholeheartedly, they go crazy. Like it's the last time you're ever going to show up in that country again. Time after time, they do that. And it's amazing like that, man.
It's amazing how the music keeps reinventing. And generation to generation. Mm-hmm. You know, this is an old song. Nobody knows it, you know. And all of a sudden, it's like, we got to hear that song again.
Yeah, man. Good music travels.
All right. So, that song's called Hung Up. Yes, sir. All right. This is like my favorite Sublime song, so I just got to play it before I leave. All right, here we go. Ba-da-bum-bum-bum. She takes her time when it's time to get ready. Always has her way. Always leaves me waiting by the phone. She told me more than once to take it slow, and I said okay. But lately I've been sleeping all alone. Oh, I'm not breaking up inside. I'm much too proud to moan. Baby, please come home. So I feel a little lucky, so I try to play it cool. I think she laughs inside with words that burn like fire in my mouth. And I go, I try to be the man like I got the master plan. Night on the town. Oh, drinking, dancing, we can turn it out. Whoa, whoa, maybe it's how your body moves, I just don't know. Maybe it's just the way you move so slow. Maybe it's cause you move so slow. Maybe it's cause you move so slow. Ooh, it's nice and slow. Move it nice and slow. And I gotta sit in on this verge of tears. Does not become my 23 if she took my pain and she took my pride. And now she wanna take me for a slow ride. But I stayed up, start wasting my time on you, baby. You know she's been getting so crazy lately. Yeah. Walk a mile just to see her smile. Walk a mile just to rock for a while. There I'm thinking with my ding-a-ling. Oh, I'm not breaking up inside. I'm much too proud to moan. Baby, please come home. Maybe it's cause you move so slow. Ooh, yeah. Maybe it's cause you move so slow. Yeah. Moving nice and slow. Moving nice and slow. Slow ride. Ooh, yeah. I'm trying slow ride. Hey. Ooh, slow ride.
Thank you guys very much. I'll see y'all tonight.
Now, tell us where you're recording your solo album at.
Everywhere. I've done tracks in New York. I've done a lot of it in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and some of it at home.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you like best of all the different places? Probably home, right?
Home, always home. I mean, New York's awesome too. You know, little in Miami too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the music will always make the environment amazing. So mm-hmm. As long as I'm with like my family and friends and some good music, I mean, I don't care where I'm at. I'm being, you know, Brimfield, Ohio, or whatever. Uh-huh. I'm not mad at
now,
that.
When you travel around, do you stay at any people's places, you know, like their houses, or you stay at hotels?
No, I stay hotels and on the bus. You uh-huh. know, it gets weird meeting random people out there and staying at their
houses.
Well,
they want to talk to you and keep you up all night, right?
Yeah.
Hey, how about that tour back when you were at, you know?
Well, you just don't know. Yeah. You just don't know, like, who they are, you know? I mean, they could be crackheads or something. Yeah. I don't want to go home to a crack house.
Yeah, that would be your luck, right?
Yeah. No, that totally would be my luck.
And that's when the FBI comes, SWAT team.
Yeah, no, I'm banging on the door like, open up. I'm like, oh, I didn't do anything.
That's being at the wrong place at the wrong time. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So you've ever been at the wrong place at the wrong time ever?
No, but apparently I've been at the right place at the right time.
Well, that sounds like a possible song.
Yeah. That was Rome in the year 2010 right here at JBTV with an exclusive private performance, and it was all acoustic. Now, coming up next, he has the full band. I have Greg Korner. I have Lauren O'Neill. And now, let's take it to the year 2012. Here's Rome.
Great songs will always be heard.
And you're going to hear a lot of great songs on this edition of JBTV. Rome is up next. So here we are. Welcome to the brand new edition of JBTV. Coming up on this edition, an historic event of rock and roll. His amazement here is because you're going to be doing the first full-on band recording here mm-hmm. at JBTV.
Yes, sir. First time on film, for sure.
This is I am so honored to have you here now for the third time.
Likewise. Yeah. Thank you. Well, thank you for joining me. My name is Rome. I got my boy Thomas Norman on bass, my friend Michael back there playing drums, and my friend LD on the ones and twos. We're going to play a couple songs off my new album coming out. This song right here is called Ounce of Love. It's about smoking weed. I don't smoke. I remember the first time we met. We laughed so hard, our eyes turned red. Skipping school, sip a driver's said, so we can jam to the Grateful Dead. Yeah. When you were around, baby, I'm so down. Roll up the windows and just drive around. Light me up, let's go. Like, can I get an ounce of love? This week's been a little rough. Taste you once, but it's not enough. So come, give me an ounce of love. Like, ooh, oh, oh, ounce of love, yeah. Ooh, oh, oh, ounce of love, yeah. Try to say that you're no good for me. Say what you want, cause I won't. Every day of the week, when you run up, you know you smell so sweet. Yeah. I'm never, ever gonna let you go. My inspiration in the studio. And when you're gone, I can't sleep that night. But you're never gone, so I sleep just fine. Can I get love? This week's been a little rough. Taste you once, but it's not enough. So come, give me an ounce of love, like. Hey, hey. Give me some love, baby, yeah. Hey, yo, I wanna bring you in. Hey, yo, so give me some love, baby, yeah. Hey, yo, I wanna bring you in. Hey, yo, so give me some love right now. Can I get love? This week's been a little rough. Please, you want some? Not so come. Give me an ounce of love, like. Hey, 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 hey. Whoa, oh, oh, ounce of love, yeah.
They tore you away from Enrique. Is it Enrique?
Enrique. Yeah, I was in the studio.
I didn't want to say his name exactly. You'll do it right.
I was in the studio with them in Miami. We were working together. And yeah, they were like, yo, come play a show, you know, over at the Mac Mall spot and like, you know, meet a bunch of your fans. And man, dude, they set up like a full-on stage. Uh-huh. They had like... It looked legit. Like, it was a full-on stage, and the lights were amazing, and they had the camera crew, and there was, like, probably over 100 fans there. And
wow.
We took pictures and autographed. It was awesome, man.
Yeah.
Me and you were on, like, every, like, monitor and television in the whole store. I saw it.
So now, how did you get involved with Enrique? Because that is, like, one of these...
It's just,
who would
like,
think?
Sony. Well, I'm always just writing songs, period. Uh-huh. So it's, like, yeah, man, like... My publishing company, you know, they were like, hey, let's get this guy in the studio with him and see if he can write some songs for him. So it's working.
Now, was he mad that you actually left to do the JBTV show in L.A.?
No, he's like the coolest guy you ever met in your life. I swear to God, he's like the coolest rock star I've ever met in my entire life. But no, I've done like more sessions after that because later on that night I flew right back.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back, and then, like, right now I'm on tour, and then I go to Brazil with Sublime.
Wow.
And then from Brazil, I fly straight to Miami and go work more with Enrique. So
that's amazing.
It's crazy, man.
Now
it's
that
working.
Is dedication.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's work. You know, it's work, and it's the best job on earth.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you stay working hard, I think the benefits just come, you know? So
yeah. Well, it's an awesome edition of JBTV. Now, we have two great hosts in our studio right now that are going to help do the interview.
All right.
Lauren O'Neill. And also, we have Greg Corner over here. Come on in, Greg. Right. Now, Greg's with the band Kill Hannah. So he's an expert musician, and he's joined. These are our latest additions to the JBTV staff.
What's up, man?
And Greg is also officially, I'm going to announce it on this edition of JBTV, right here officially, Greg is our new music director of JBTV.
Nice.
I'm honored.
Yeah, and doing co-hosting. And this is amazing. And we got Mackenzie Hughes, who's our new person who's going to be working with clients and our sponsor relations and stuff like that. So we're growing and becoming a bigger and better show just so we can have great artists like Rome on the edition.
Man, soon you guys are going to be like in building size of Walmart.
No, I'm keeping it small and intimate.
Yeah. Good, man. Good. That's good.
Cool. Well, stay tuned. He's playing live, and it's a full band. It's a full-on band experience instead of an acoustic show, which you've been doing all around the country. You've been doing these acoustic shows.
Yeah. I've been waiting for the right moment, and I got the majority of the album finished.
Mm-hmm.
So... basically like 90% of the album's done, so I figure now is a good time to put the band together and showcase the music.
Yeah, and it's gonna be on national television.
Oh man, I can't believe that. Don't tell me that, put the pressure on.
He is just the best, isn't he? It's just amazing. So
he's representing with Chicago. He's got the Air Jordan 1 sign, it looks like, and then the Bulls hat.
I'm a Chicago Bulls fan and Bears fan. It's weird. This next song is called Hung Up. This is a song that I wrote at a bus stop. I swear, right in here, I was like, why am I riding the bus? I'll tell you why I was riding the bus. Because I was in my truck. I have a nice little black truck. And I ran out of gas. It happens to everybody. You can't lie and say it doesn't happen to you. I ran out of gas, and I was pretty far from my house. And I don't have a lot of friends where I ran out of gas. So I had to get back home, and I had to take a bus. And when I was sitting at the bus waiting for that bus to come, I wrote this song called Hung Up. And it's about being at a bus stop and not wanting to be there.
There's no escaping her. I've had enough. Every damn song that comes on. Had enough. I'm pawning off that necklace that you wore. Had enough. I packed all of my shit and hit the road. It's the same as I told. Never smiling at me before. Nothing.
think of you when that sun comes on. I still think of you when I first wake up. I still think of you in the worst kind of ways. And I really wouldn't mind if I did it today, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. You know I hate you. Oh, oh, oh. 'Cause I still love you. Millions of girls all over the world. I'm hung up on this one. If I had my way, I'd erase you from the past. Yeah, if I had my way, you know I'd put you last. This is never thought that we'd be here. Acting like we don't give a damn. Everything that we've been through. Pretending like I wasn't your man. I've had enough hearing about you dating dudes. Had enough running into your whole crew. Had enough. You got me singing the blues. Had enough of what you put me through. Because I think of you when that song comes on. I still think of you when I first wake up. I still think of you in the worst kind of ways. And I really wouldn't mind if I did it today. Yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know I hate you. Whoa. I'm hung up on this line. Oh, oh, oh. I'm hung up on this line. Yeah, always a fighting. Rules of creation. For me and for you.
Welcome back to JBTV. I'm Lauren O'Neill, here with Rome. Thank you so much for joining us. And thanks for coming again. So this is your third time here at JBTV?
Second time here, but third time doing stuff with Jay. So.
But first time with the full
band. First time with the full band playing a bunch of songs off my new album. So.
What do you think that you prefer? More of the full band stuff or the acoustic, just solo?
They both kind of have their... differences, obviously, but I kind of love them both, to be honest with you. I mean, sometimes
that's a good answer.
You just want to like rock out and you want that full band, you want to feel those drums, and then sometimes you just really want to get intimate and like, you know, try it. Like, I hope you like this song. Here it goes. So they both have their ups and downs, I guess.
Absolutely. So the Dedication EP is available for download on iTunes right now.
Yes.
How is writing for your solo project different from other things you've done with Sublime, with Rome?
I guess the main difference is that every note on the album is something that I wanted 100%. So in the sense that there's only one cook in the kitchen this time. So it can get a little scary because you don't really have like anybody to hide behind. But at the same time, it's really liberating. So
all right, let's do it. This life is
To say the content on the EP is pretty incredible, how you can take serious subjects like pill addiction and have a message that's very important and heavy, but at the same time you still have your Rome kind of lightness to the song. How do you go about finding that balance?
Well, thank you. I don't know, I just kind of like I'm pretty lighthearted about everything. So even for, like, you know, major things like addiction and whatnot, I just try to put a positive mentality on everything.
Sure.
Unfortunately, this is the last song, and then I got to go get ready to play the show tonight. Any of y'all going to that by any chance?
Yeah.
Good man. All right, cool. I'll see you there. And I'll buy you a drink, since you're the only guy here. I can't afford to buy everyone a drink. But I'm working at it, man. I'm working at it. Soon. One day soon. Seriously, though, thank you guys so much for, you know, coming here and checking me out today. I appreciate it. I know I'm good looking. This song's called Dedication. I can taste gin oxy on your lips. I defy the world and fall between your hips. There's no way. Try to write your bones.
ugly mess. You got everyone but choose the loneliness. That will crash and burn.
Thanks very much.
Well, it's absolutely amazing. And the video is great. Where was the video for Dedication shot?
We shot that in like a desert in the middle of nowhere in California. And honestly, like we were driving to it and you have to like drive through like a, it's like a penitentiary to get to it. And we're like, this is where we're going right now. I mean, it's literally like in a desert flat and then just a jail with probably like the worst people in it. And we just had to drive right through it in order to get to where we're going. But
just keep everybody straight in the van, like, all right, nobody do anything.
It was a mission. But our boy Travis did the video and he killed it. And, you know, he's a very, very talented dude. And I have a Seasons video coming out next. Probably be out in a month, probably. But my boy Paul Coy, we just shot that. He directed it, and yeah, I love that one.
Tell me about that video.
Basically, it's just outlining like what the song is saying. That like, I'm just gonna sound so dirtbag, but it's just like
strippers, you know, and boobs.
I mean, it's not that dirtbag. Just like, you know, you always are in the situation where it's like, oh my God, she might be the one, or he might be the one, or whatever your flavor is, and in reality, I believe that you fall in love more than once. I don't believe that there is a one. I believe that you can find the one multiple times. And that's kind of what Season outlines. It's just lovers change like the seasons. Sometimes you just outgrow something and you move on. And that's what that song illustrates, I think. And the video.
All the ladies are perking up right now. What was he saying?
Oh, man. Not mine. this song right here is a little song called Seasons. My man Robbie right here is gonna help me play guitar. Right? He's really good at guitar. Okay, I promise. Here it goes. Seasons change. These days lovers change like the seasons. Come and go, hot to cold for no reasons. I don't wanna be stuck here while our summer starts to fade. Baby, cause it's bad for me. You know that you're bad for me. Let's go. I don't care, I don't mind, cause I know another will fly by. So I sit back.
come and go, hot to cold for no reason. I don't wanna be stuck here while our summer starts to fade. Baby, cause it's bad for me. You're not so bad. There's nothing to change like the season.
Cool. Well, thank you for stopping by. Can't wait to see you guys perform.
Thank you. I'm excited to play.
Cool. Rome on JBTV.
So did did Lauren do a good job during the interview?
No, you should fire her and make her my merch girl.
Uh-oh, she heard that.
No, she's awesome.
Yeah, well, we got you T-shirts last time.
I still have them, swear to God.
Yeah?
Still have them.
Stay tuned. Greg Corner's in the studio interviewing the one and only Rome on this edition of JBTV.
I'm Greg with JBTV, and we're here with Rome. How's it going?
Amazing, man. I'm enjoying my time in Chicago.
So are you on a full-length tour on in your stop here?
This is our sixth show in. I think we have about maybe five or six shows left, and then we're wrapping it up.
All So now, you know, you toured with, you know, Sublime before. Did you go all over the world with them, or was it pretty much the United States?
No, we've gone everywhere. I mean, shy of Asia, we've gone to Europe and South America, and we're actually going to South America in like 2 weeks again for another like 2 weeks. So,
was that your first experience touring? Was with them? Like,
no, totally. I never left California, or I've been in Nevada once, but I never left California.
So just like straight in a bus, touring with the Sublime.
It's crazy. It just happened like out of nowhere. It just kind of like my life just like changed.
Yeah, because I mean, basically you were, you were like 4 years old when Sublime came out or something.
I mean, when they came out, I was like zero. They were formed in like 87 or 88. Yeah. I was born in 88, so I may have been a sperm at the time. I don't know, but. I do know that when I discovered them, I was 12, and unfortunately, by that time, Bradley had passed, so I never got to see, like, you know, them live.
Yeah. Well, I mean, assuming that was probably a major influence on you and how you wound up playing in the band.
Huge influence, man. I mean, I don't know. Sublime kind of taught me, like, everything as far as, like, songwriting goes. I mean, I just...
So were you in bands before that? Like, how did that, you know?
I tried to be in bands, you know, but people suck sometimes. And, like, nobody really wants to put everything on the line and just do music. Like, I was totally fine with being poor. Like, I'm totally down with being broke, you know, as long as I can do what I like to do. But, you know, for a lot of people, it's like they... have responsibility, you know, like a car payment, or they want to get a house or something, and requires them to get jobs, and you got to get jobs, which takes you away from the music. And I was just like, I don't care about any of that stuff. As long as I can play music, I'll be happy. You know, maybe I can buy a little weed, that'd be cool. But like, mainly, I just wanted to play music, and I needed those kind of individuals in my life to start a band, or else I knew it would never work.
Yeah, I mean, the hardest
time, you know.
Yeah, the hardest thing I always tell people is like how hard it is to find four people that are all like minded, but are motivated.
Yeah, I mean, finding four other people that have the aligned interests as you is extremely difficult. So I said, forget it. I'm just gonna. Do me. I'm going to be a one-man dude. So I learned how to play bass. I learned how to play drums. I learned how to play keyboard. I learned how to record. I learned everything I could do so I could be a one-man army. And I wrote a whole album that way. Yeah. And, you know, I found some really great guys to come on the road.
That happened to have the chops and already had a built-in fan base, which is great, you know. So, So, I mean, touring now... versus touring, you know, with Sublime and stuff, what are the major differences for you?
I mean, it's very like going back to the start again. I mean, not incredibly to the start where there's like, you know, two people in the audience, but like, you know, we're not playing in front of, you know, 8,000 people. You know, we're playing in front of 200 people or 300 people. And it's a growing force now, and it's fun, man. It's like mad fun, you know. We're loading in gear, we're loading it out, you know. We're going to the merch table. I mean, it's like right there. It's awesome. It's very intimate. It's very different than what I've been doing for the last couple of years with the guys. So yeah.
I mean, you probably definitely feel more part of the show and more in communication with your fan base, probably that way.
Yeah, I mean, if I didn't feel part of the show on my solo tour, there'd be something wrong. But yeah, man, I mean, it's me. It says Rome on the marquee, you know. Yeah. So it's like I'm still getting used to that kind of thing because it hasn't always been that way. All
right. Well, great to have you here, and look forward to their first live show.
Me too.
Ever. Rome here on JBTV.
Hey, anything else you want to get in that you want to talk about that we didn't talk about? Or
I think we covered all grounds.
Cool.
I think we're good.
Well, thanks for being on JBTV. I hope you've enjoyed Lauren O'Neill and Greg Corner, our
Love
two
her.
Latest hosts
Love
here
him.
At JBTV.
Good guys. Me and Greg are starting a band, remember?
Well, Greg's in a band, Kill Hannah, so
well, I'd hate to be Hannah. You know?
I can play the triangle. Just saying.
Yeah, and you're going to do lights too today, right?
And I do lights.
Yeah, so this is going to be exciting.
Man,
so
you're multi-talented.
So if anything you don't like, you're going to have to blame her for, you
I
know?
Can do that.
Yeah. Okay, well, so until next week, this is Jerry Bryan saying bye-bye, stay high, but of course, keep on rocking and rolling with the best modern rock anywhere in the world, the best bands, Rome. It doesn't get any better than this. And check us out at jbtvonline.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and a lot more. So, bye-bye, stay high, but of course, keep on rocking and rolling with Rome.
Yeah, man.
JBTV.
There you go, the JBTV podcast, where we bring you the best music, the best interviews, and it's all unscripted and totally unrehearsed. Follow us on all the social media and spread the word. This is JBTV Music Television, the JBTV podcast.
JBTV.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.